Sick ass. Since we're journalists here at DigiReddit, we have so much journalistic integrity. We thought it was important that we cover this story because one of Reddit's most I don't think beloved is the right word.
Notorious,
I guess. Like most complicated subreddits got quarantined today. And I don't actually know. Have you guys heard that term before? No. I had never heard quarantine.
I hadn't either.
So I guess evidently, I think it's basically a ban from what I guess it's like a temporary ban or like suspension maybe to some degree. Because I was clicking around, and if you go to the sub, which is the Donald, by the way, if you go to the Donald, it says that you have to say like proceed with caution, basically.
Okay.
Which I wonder if that's the reason. I wonder if that was like their answer to all the bannings that had happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you sure you want to view this community? The community is quarantined. It is restricted due to significant issues with reporting and addressing violations of the Reddit content policy. Mm. So most recently, the violations have included threats of violence against police and police officials.
Oh, really?
And there's a really interesting backstory to this, actually. Ooh.
And I found some. Rules.
Okay. This is DigiReddit, by the way. A special report from It's Your Dad. and you guys need to say your part thing.
And dog boobs.
And my free day coming live from a blimp.
Cool.
Straight up from a blimp.
I can't tell so, if my microphone Sorry, is working interrupt. Or not, but I hope it is.
Well, I can hear
Sounds
you.
Sounds good.
Is it creamy like Ranch Dressing Studios needs to be?
This is not Ranch Dressing Studios. We're doing this remotely. So
we're doing this from
not Ranch Dressing
our
Studios.
Emergency recording closets.
Yeah.
I found some rules.
This is the EMS center.
On what a quarantine means. This sub cannot be searched for on Reddit. That's one. I guess you can get to it through Google, but not through Reddit.
Okay.
The sub won't be found anywhere on our all or on the front page. So it's kind of removed from trending. You have to be logged in with a valid account in order to view it, which means the FBI is tracking you.
Pretty much.
And you have to opt into viewing their content, which means you're essentially signing a contract that you're a racist bigot.
Right. So in even going to the Donald, you're basically saying that you want to kill all cops.
Yes. You want to burn this mother down.
Yep.
Yes, that's as
and
they say.
And this article on the Washington Post is really informative.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. So are you reading pro-Trump message board quarantined by Reddit following violent threats?
That article? So yeah, so the Washington Post reported this today, this afternoon. And basically like this is an interesting bit. We've all, you know, heard about what quarantine means, and we all know it's because they've been promoting violent hate speech. So this quote from a researcher at Stanford University in the think tank Data and Society, Becca Lewis, says, "It's a real positive step. The forum, R. Donald, has been a bastion of hate speech and harassment for years." She said there are numerous other forums on Reddit where conservatives can share their views and express support for Trump and other political figures. But the Donald, and this is my opinion only, is the trashiest one.
Oh, easily. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like baiting. It's like their whole thing is like, you know, like, "I hate cops, and black people are not as smart as white people." And then someone goes, "Hey," and they go, "Whoa, it's free speech, dude. What, you don't believe in America? You don't believe in free speech? What's wrong with you? You're not a patriot?" Like, that's their whole thing.
And they ban anybody who doesn't agree with them.
And they ban anybody. I have been banned from the Donald, as been well documented here. I'm actually seeing – there's another post here that I was seeing that was from Self-Aware Wolves, which I don't know what that is. That's funny. So it's the Donald was a bastion of free speech, but only if you agree with us, otherwise you're banned, which is kind of their prolonged attitude. So there's a subreddit called Ask the Donald, And then the Donald subreddit has been quarantined. This is not a drill. And there's a discussion going on there. And then somebody, Adorex, posted, okay, so I have a genuine question to any T_D. By the way, that's kind of the shorthand for the Donald, so T_D if you ever see it. Poster, I keep seeing the argument that the ban was censorship of free speech. Where exactly was the free speech on T_D? It had one of the highest ban rates of any political subreddits. Anything critical of Trump was instantly deleted, not to mention there were so many posts that were essentially just propaganda and had no substance. I understand that it's frustrating to have a subreddit you love quarantined, but I don't think it's fair to lie about what T_D was. It's absolutely not a bastion of free speech. And then that person got banned from Ask the Donald. So, and that pretty much sums up the Donald. So we have never publicly or we've never on the sub or on the, our podcast talked about the Donald because it just seemed I just didn't fucking want to open that. Yeah, I didn't want to open that fucking
because you're a liberal shill, bro. You work for the sheeple.
Yeah, exactly.
They're paying you, man. Hillary Clinton's paying you to go to college.
That's true. But here's the thing: like we love Roy. We don't mind conservatives.
I hate them.
Conservatives.
Yeah.
Like we don't. I don't categorically mind them, but I don't agree with most of what happened on the Donald, right? Like, I think Roy's great. Like, Roy's a really nice guy. He's a conservative. He loves Don. Like, he's probably really bummed out about this. But, like, you know, we had a nice chat with Roy. He's a pleasant guy. I hope we talk to him again. I know we have one planned because he just put out a new book with his QAnon folk. Which, by the way, I was doing some analytics the other day on our beloved podcast, and apparently we do really well with conservatives. I guess evidently.
That's
and I think it has something to do with our
I think
interview.
They're investigating us to know how the other side thinks. Because dog moves is such a big liberal on the YouTube comment board.
Yep.
No, she's famous on IMDb. Right.
You better watch out because I've been a notorious libtard for at least 10 years.
You've read The Rules of War, Know Thy Enemy, right? Exactly. Right, bro?
Yeah.
No wonder that's
okay, fine. So it's quarantined and I agree like a lot of this stuff is that's on there is like, you know, offensive and shit. Right. But I mean, so is a lot of stuff on Reddit, and B, what would Reddit be without things like it?
Well, this is the big argument. I mean, this is every time we have talked to the overlords over Reddit, those who will not be named, president of Reddit, we've brought this up with them, and they always say that like taking the Donald down, like banning the Donald, because there was a point where a lot of subreddits were getting banned, right? Like that was like Fat People Hate was famously banned, and there are a lot of pretty derogatory subs have been banned, rightfully. So we have asked them about the Donald, and I really respect their opinion on the matter, which is it is a subreddit. Even if what is happening under the surface is ugly, it is still a subreddit that is dedicated to the president of the United States. Like it is would be way worse if we got rid of it. And I think what is happening with the Donald is it keeps a lot of that specific idea galvanized in one place. And even like they are objectively obnoxious, right? Like that is without question obnoxious, right? But until now they haven't been like doing anything particularly like illegal,
I think actually,
you know?
That they've been pretty hateful and they've been promoting violence and like outwardly supporting Nazis like on the Donald. And I feel like because of their position, like I feel like they've enjoyed a little bit of like protection and like a little bit of a protected status, and they squandered it. Yep. And karma finally kind of caught up with them.
I agree. So, and that's kind of the interesting thing. I think this is like an interesting karmic retribution moment where I think a lot of people, I'm of two minds, right? Like, I think it's really interesting that they got quarantined. I think they should be like kept in check, and they should be given the same objective framing of what is and what isn't against the rules on Reddit. But, you know, I also believe I agree with Reddit's point of view on the matter, which is, you know, unless it's actively causing physical or potentially causing physical harm to people, it isn't necessarily a bad thing. Because to your point, Fareed, it's also like
Reddit, like what we love about Reddit is that it is everything from cat photos to like Garfield shitting on John and eating it in a subreddit called like Garfield shitting on John and eating it.
And then you know stories, I mean? Like, of
it's that weird
sneaky
range.
Girlfriends pooping on their boyfriend's socks.
Yeah. Oh,
right. That by the way became a new famous, a new high point for us. Really, or a low point.
I don't know. I think we finally on episode 113 found our stride.
Yeah.
We finally did.
So I found a pretty good explanation of on Out of the Loop. If you go to the Out of the Loop, Google Out of the Loop Donald, like there's a pretty good comment trend going on here. So it explains a lot of stuff, but this one from Bardfin basically says Reddit's administration has a hands-off policy, meaning that they're not actively moderating content on the subreddits unless they're forced to do so by various mechanisms. This means like outside law enforcement, maybe. So in plain English, right. Reddit admins are not reading or moderating what people post to subreddits. That's why they have moderators. So the Donald's been actioned three other times in their existence. And each time they've moved away from the issues that Reddit administration has brought up. So just kind of like recapping what this guy says, which I think is just a clear, concise answer. The moderators weren't being babysat by Reddit because they don't want to babysit any community, which can be called tolerating it, I guess. And the moderators sabotaged the proper operation of their community and violated the Reddit user agreement section 7. So people who post a content to the Donald advocating for armed, violent political insurrections and political assassinations sort of essentially have done this to themselves. Journalists reported on it, and then Reddit administration was in a position where they had to do something about it. Right. So it's like Reddit didn't do this. They sort of did it to themselves, is this guy's explanation. They tolerated it by sort of looking the other way for a long time. And then it finally kind of like, you know, maybe the liberal media made a big story out of it. So it could get, you know, who knows, like
possibly
what spin you want to put on that. But, you know, there were rules, they were broken. Reddit's taking action based on the rules.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, but this is, yeah, so this was part of a recent violent comments directed to the police officer. So the police officer thing is interesting, right?
Yeah.
Cops.
In Oregon.
Who wants them? Right, so the Oregon thing. So, Boobs, do you want to explain the Oregon thing?
A state that was founded as a white supremacist haven. Now, a bastion for liberal coffee.
Mm. Right.
That's all you need to know.
So Boobs, explain the Oregon situation.
So I don't know, and I'm trying to find out, but my internet here is a piece of shit. So I don't have any
FBI's tracking you. Dude.
I know. So I'm like amazed I'm still recording, but I can't like open any other tabs right now. So
nice. How about this? Should I just read? So here's something interesting. So this is to the Donald. This is the announcement to the Donald, to the mods specifically. So it seems like the way the Reddit, I don't really know this because we're not high enough up to get these kind of harassing emails from the Reddit brass, but they, you know, with big subs, I think the Reddit admin, literally Reddit, they will contact the mods if something goes awry and be like, yo, you got to take care of this shit. Like, don't make us ban you. Don't make us shut down your community. Don't make us do fill in the blank, right? So the Donald got a message. The mods got a message. It said, "Dear mods, we want to let you know that your community has been quarantined as outlined by Reddit's content policy. The reason for the quarantine is that over the last few months, we have observed repeated rule-breaking behavior in your community and an over-reliance on Reddit admins to manage users and remove posts that violate our content policy. So basically, we're doing your job for you, so we're going to do your job for you," is basically what they're saying. Including content that encourages or incites violence. Most recently, we have observed this behavior in the form of encouragement of violence towards police officers and public officials in Oregon. This is not only in violation of our site-wide policies, but also our community rules. You can find violating content that we removed in our mod logs. As we have discussed in the past, and as detailed in our content policy and moderator guidelines, we expect you to enforce against rule-breaking content. You've made progress over the last year, but we continue to observe and take action on disproportionate amounts of rule-breaking behavior in this community. We recognize that you do remove posts that are reported, but are troubled that violent content more often goes unreported or worse, is upvoted, which is part of the reason why people hate the Donald, right? It's because people will post derogatory fucked up shit and then people will be like, ha, funny, upvote. And then it's just like, you know, it's a bunch of, I mean, it's a very like incel heavy, gross kind of behavior,
they've been,
right?
So they've been really taking it for granted. They really have.
So the next steps for them, by the way, so you unambiguously communicate to your subscribers that violent content is unacceptable. You communicate to your users that reporting is a core function of Reddit and is essential to maintaining the health and viability of the community. Following that, we will continue to monitor your community, specifically looking at report rates for patterns of rule-violating content. Undertake any other actions you determine to reduce the amount of rule-violating content. Following these changes, we will consider an appeal to lift the quarantine in line with the process outlined here. Please confirm that you have received and understand this message. This is the message sent to us. So per their request, I'm sharing with you. So this came from them. So I think this is a list of what Reddit has removed in 30 days. If you count, not including the admins stripping me of most of my permissions, it amounts to fewer than one a day. It would seem they've set up an impossible standard as a reason to kill us before the 2020 election. Ooh, spicy drama alert. That's interesting. So they're basically saying like they're trying to find a way to silence us before the election so that the libtards can get in office. That's funny and stupid conspiracy. I mean, but you know, I have a lot of respect for Reddit in this capacity because I think what they've done is they're saying, listen, the way our community works is we all have to be accountable for each other, and mods hold a certain responsibility of accountability that in a place like the Donald is particularly important because in order for this community to work, you have to self-report.
Yeah.
Like this is playing basketball in a pickup league and being like, there's not a ref, you have to call your own fouls. Right.
And like,
that's exactly what's happening.
This is still a private website. Like this isn't a government like website where you're entitled to its use. Like you need to follow fucking rules.
Totally. And I think that this is really, it's interesting seeing a little bit of like how the sausage is made in terms of what makes a community acceptable or not. Cause I think this kind of goes to the like Reddit, why aren't you banning the Donald? Like what the fuck? And then it's because clearly on the back end, the moderators at the Donald have been like, hey, listen, we're sorry. We'll take care of it. Right.
Yeah.
And then up till now they have taken care of it, but now clearly they're not. And so they're being penalized. And I think that's totally fair and kind of interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that they haven't been doing their jobs, but they kind of enjoy this little bit of a protected status as like a Reddit devoted to the president. And like it got too violent where they couldn't ignore it anymore.
Totally. Yeah. And do you, so the Oregon thing, I'm happy to explain it if you guys don't have any information. I don't have a ton of information, but I can kind of give like the top down kind of breakdown.
I just texted you guys a little explanation I found that might be good too.
All right. Do you want to read that or dogs and she can read out loud and none of us help?
I went to say school.
All right. I'm going to read it. This is a good explanation from RC2124. It specifically has to do with Oregon's governor legally sending police to find and bring back Republican state senators.
Wait, really quickly, you said legally, not illegally, right?
No, legally.
Okay.
Cool. Completely legal. So it has to do with Oregon's governor legally sending police to find and bring back Republican state senators after they fled Oregon so that their Senate couldn't vote on a climate change bill that they knew they would lose. Far-right, which is, you know, very cool.
Which is insane, right.
Far-right militias are saying that they'll lay down their lives to defend the Oregon state senators from Oregon police. One state senator even said that the cops should send bachelors and come heavily armed, and that he refused to be a political prisoner.
I'm just thinking of like bachelors coming from Las Vegas in like their pool shorts.
Send those bachelors.
Bring cologne and bring your weapon, if you know what I mean. Your dick weapon.
Just because you're going to vote on something you know you're going to lose. My God.
It's the most childish shit I've ever seen. It's fucking insane. Yeah. I mean, evidently the liberals have done it, or the left has done it before as well, but like they've never cried to a far right wing militia or whatever the equivalent is and be like, please protect us from the dirty cops, right?
Yeah, especially when it is legal for the governor to do this. Like yeah, that's totally. The senators using militias, which are not legal law enforcement or armies in this country, and using them to protect themselves. Like, come on. Democratic officials and police have been receiving what the police believe to be credible threats. And after the far-right militias threatened a heavily armed protest, the Senate decided to shut down the state capitol on Saturday. Obviously, instead of being introspective about why the police would need to be sent after Republican elected officials, the Donald is viewing the police as the enemy. Lots of quotes going around about how if peaceful protest isn't an option, then the only option left is violent revolution. All because Republican state senators are holding the Oregon Senate hostage while refusing to participate in democracy. Definitely goes a long way to expose what their ideal system of government is. If it involves guns instead of votes. Boom.
Jesus. Wild, wild country. Wow. Dude.
Absolutely insane.
Man.
I mean, it's one of those things where you just go, grow the fuck up, guys. Come on, man. Like, this is insane. Like, it is, again, this is like the Mitch McConnell school of politics.
And this is what kills me, honestly, like Republican or Democrat, like people who are, you know, we're on the ground here working 40 to 80 hours a week, sitting on our ass, like making profits for the man. And like, we're just getting involved in these losers in government who are just playing around like they're little kids. Like, why are we in behind anything any of them do? It's like, they live in a fantasy world. We're all here trying to like, make enough money to pay for healthcare and to keep a roof over our heads, but they're like the ones that are running away from a vote. Like, come on.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. It's truly like people are going to get hurt, you know? And that's like really fucking sad and pathetic. And like, what else is new, honestly? And I want to always give the benefit of the doubt to the political process, because I certainly I would not say I side with like the Democratic Party. I think the Democratic Party's got tons of fucking problems.
Yeah.
And they're like just as complainy, if not worse. They just happen to be like less they're like less audacious about it, though. You know what I mean? Like the Dems just like love complaining about this and be like, we're gonna get them with syntax, and the Republicans are like, yeah, okay, like, right. We're gonna like go hide out in like a bunker, you know what I mean? So it's fucking pathetic, and I don't know, we're not a political pod, but this is kind of where honestly we just need to talk about it because it's very pertinent. I mean, this is a lot of people's first point of reference with Reddit, you know what I mean? Like the Donald. A lot of people will hear about the Donald and they'll hear about this and they'll be like, oh, on that crazy website, Reddit, that whole website should be banned if you ask me. You know what I mean? Like that's how this shit goes. And I think it's just like, it's very important to understand what is actually happening in the context of the Donald, et cetera. And evidently there were also some other subs that were also quarantined today. Like, I didn't know what they were and I don't remember where I've read that.
MILF Juggy 69, Big Nips.
Big Nips.
83.
Oh, Big Nips got banned. Oh.
Big racist nips. Okay.
big racist nips got quarantined.
Why?
Yeah, well, for obvious reasons.
Moderators just keep their users in check. It'll be back.
It's big in the news. Have you guys heard of this bachelor party going on up in Oregon? It's going to be sick. Yeah. We're going to get twisted.
I mean, it also reminds me of that stupid fucking Clive Bundy militia shit that happened like last year, right?
Yeah. Eastern Oregon is
crazy.
Pretty redneck, super right? Redneck. It's basically like Wyoming, Idaho, yeah. Montana.
Well, I think, I mean, it, you're right. Like it literally did like last couple, like what was it? Like in the last couple hundred years, it was it was an alcove for crazy people.
Yeah.
No, it was a state that was designed as a bastion of white, like, supremacy haven. That's how it started, I think. It was like a place for white people to go and get away. I'm going to have to fact check all this, but again, I went to a state school. So take
Arizona State. I mean, yeah, it's I mean, we're not going to this is all breaking news, so I don't think we need to get too much more into it. I know that this is I know one of us has to go do a comedy show tonight, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a quick set down at the store.
Cool.
If you look at Oregon on a map, like, Portland is right near the coast, right? And then that state's fucking humongous, and all the rest of it, it hates hippies.
Isn't that crazy?
And
have you seen the movie The Green Room?
Oregon, not
or Green Room. That is crazy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, if you want a little crazy movie night, with your significant other. Well, cool. Breaking news, guys.
Crazy
look
shit.
At us. We're basically like the Daily.
We're basically the Daily.
Now the Daily.
Should I just literally steal that song and put it in front of us?
I think so. Yeah, well, maybe throw a couple dudes over it just to make it.
Maybe I'll
ours.
Do it exclusively with fart sounds, but I'll do the exact same song, but of the Daily.
Perfect.
Ah, cool.
Very, very cool.
That makes it internet. And then we'll send it to that guy, Michael Bartholomew, whatever his name is.
Michael Bartholomew. All right. Well, this is a special breaking news report from the DigiReddit gang. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs, as always.
My free day.
We'll be back at some. I don't know if we decide when we're recording this week. I know we can't do Thursday, so we'll be back some point this week. I think we're hopefully going to start our epic year long 52-part series on comedy. The concept of comedy. So
if you like to laugh, put on a diaper and get ready to party.
That's cool.
That's how jokes
that's a good,
are set up.
Is that how a joke works? Is that were you testing material for the factory?
I read that joke on Big Racist Nips 39, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't quarantine it.
That's right.
I gotta go to that. All right, cool. We'll be back back soon. Stay fucking alive, people. Don't celebrate your bachelor party at in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous up
there
right now.
Don't get soft.
It's a trap.
Stay hard.
It's a trap. Stay hard. All right. Talk soon.
Bye.